Welcome to the show where truth takes the mic, where the world spins fast, but we hold it tight. This is the Howie Silbiger Show on Truth Talk Radio, where the real ones go. Oh, politics, passion, the news of the day, no filter, no fluff, just the Silbiger way. So buckle up tight, let the debates flow. This is your hour, the Howie Silbiger Show.
I'm Howie Silbiger. Welcome to the Howie Silbiger Show right here on the True Talk Radio Network. You could get in on the conversation. Number to call, 1-877-669-1292. That's 1-877-669-1292 to get in on the conversation. You can talk to me, and I'll be more than happy to talk to anybody who wants to call in. The lines are open, so if you disagree with something I say, you don't like something I say, you don't like me and whatever, for whatever reason, you could always feel free to call in. That's why the lines are always open on the Howie Silbiger Show. There's never a time where you can't call in and we can't have a discussion. I love to talk. I'd love to talk to you. 1-877-669-1292 is the number to call. 1-877-669-1292. A new Léger poll taken in Quebec has found that, well, it was taken in Canada. It's a Quebec company that took the poll in Canada. Has found that 28% of Canadians believe that Jews are responsible for the prejudice they face. In Quebec, it rises to 36%. So this has become really mainstream opinion. Now we've seen over the last little while, synagogues have been desecrated in Halifax, Toronto, in Montreal. We've had desecrations of synagogues. Jewish schools have been defaced. They've been shot at. Pro-Hamas rallies and marches have filled Canadian streets with people shouting for the death of the Jews and the end of Israel. Now, instead of defending the Jewish community, Mark Carney's government, the liberal government of Mark Carney, went to the UN this week and declared a Palestinian state. Now, the timing wasn't careless. It was calculated. It told Canadians that Jewish pain could be brushed aside, that Jewish pain doesn't matter, that Jewish blood is cheap. The polls show that the rot is generational. 37% of Canadians aged 20 to 35 believe that Jews bring it upon themselves. A third of those aged 18 to 24 agree. Men are worse than women, 34% to 22%. Regionally, the disease is spread evenly. 28% in the Atlantic provinces, 24% in Ontario, 30% in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, 21% in Alberta, 27% in British Columbia, and 32% in Quebec. Now, this is not a statistic that we could take lightly. It's not something that just goes and comes in the news cycle. This is the country laid bare. A nation that blames Jews while synagogues are attacked, while mobs stand in the street and scream for the death of the Jewish population, where terrorists reign freely in the country. That's not intolerance. That is a lack of safety for the Jewish population. That is what we call terrorism. Now, for so many people in Quebec to believe that the Jews bring it upon themselves is a very scary prospect. Now, we've spoken about this before on the show. This is not a new concept that I'm bringing up on the show, that hatred in Quebec, fueled by the Quebec government and their anti-religion laws, which have been spread and spread and spread even more. They're planning to incorporate more anti-religion laws in the next little while. That these anti-religion laws don't add to this. Of course they do. The hatred of religion, followed by the hatred of Jews, lead to a huge percentage of people believing that Jews are bringing it up on themselves. Well, you know, if you didn't wear your yarmulke, if you didn't wear your kippah, then nobody would know you're Jewish, so who would attack you? You know, if you didn't have a synagogue with a Jewish symbol on it, then nobody would know it was a synagogue. It would just be another building. So who would attack you? It's your fault. You should hide your Judaism. You hide your Judaism, like students are forced to do at Concordia and McGill University. You hide your Judaism, no one's going to bother you. So don't be publicly Jewish. Hide it. That's basically what this poll is telling you. That's basically what the story is in Quebec. Sorry, that's not how it works. That's not how life works, and that's not how Judaism works. It's not how Judaism should work. It's not how any religion should work. So the main question that one has to ask, at least one of the main questions one has to ask, there's plenty of them here. As we unpack this, there's plenty of questions. But the first question people have to ask is, why is it only Jews? It's a question that I've been asking for years and years and years. Why is it only Jews? I don't understand it. There are plenty of religions out there. Plenty of people out there practicing all sorts of different religions. Yet it seems that only synagogues have to have armed guards at the door. Or guards at the door. In Quebec, we can't be armed. In Canada, I don't think it's legal to be armed. But guards at the door. Why is it that only Jewish synagogues have to lock their doors and have 500 security cameras? And the answer is laid bare in this Léger poll. 35% of people believe that Jews bring this stuff onto themselves, that they bring this kind of hatred onto themselves. It's one in four Canadians that say that. If we look at statistics, it's a quarter of the population. So the second question that we have to ask is it still safe for Jews to live in Canada when the government of the country obviously doesn't care about their Jewish population? When the government of the province, and you can see it province after province, since the Jew hatred in all these provinces, it's a quarter of the population of Canada. So you see that the Jew hatred in the provinces are huge. So the provincial governments are failing the Jewish population. The federal government is failing the Jewish population. Is it still safe for Jews to live in Canada? Is it still safe for Jews to be Jews in Canada? That's the question we have to ask now, once we understand that a quarter of the population believes that we create our own hatred. Now, they don't explain. The survey did not explain how Jews create their own hatred. They didn't go into details on why people believe that this is the case. But one has to imagine, since Jews aren't running through the streets yelling death to everybody, there's another religion doing that. And since Jews aren't the ones who are daubing swastikas and other hateful imagery on people's places of worship and on buildings around the cities, and judging by the fact that Jews are not the ones who are overly vocal in yelling their hatred towards anybody. So one has to wonder, what causes this kind of hatred? How do the Jews create this kind of hatred for themselves? And I can't answer that question because the poll didn't really state what they meant by do Jews cause their own hatred. Now, we also have to understand that even though the poll says that a quarter of the Canadian population believes that Jews are creating their own problems, that may not actually be the case. Polls are, in general, created with an answer in mind as they ask the question. They kind of want to lead to a certain answer. So the way they formulate their questions, the way they ask their questions, are completely biased in the way that they want to get their response. So it depends who's hiring this polling company to do the poll. So I'm not sure who hired the polling company to do this poll. All I know is that the poll was really a scary response. Now, the Jewish community totally ignored this poll. I haven't seen any response from any of the Jewish organizations in regards to this poll. You figure that Federation or CEJA or one of these large Jewish organizations that claim to speak on behalf of Canadian Jews would have gotten up and said, whoa, one second. A quarter of the population of Canada believes that Jews are creating their own hatred? Wait a second, we have to unpack this. We have to look at this. But I haven't seen any major Jewish organization do that. Why? Because statistics like this help them. Now, I hate saying this out loud, and people hate when I say this. And I know that the organizations hate when I say this. But the truth of the matter is that the more hatred there is against Jews, the more money these organizations bring in. the more they could thump their chests and say, we are battling Jew hatred. We are battling anti-Semitism. We are stopping it on campus and we're stopping it in the streets and we're fighting it in the government. The more they could say that, the more money comes pouring into their organizations. So when a survey comes out saying that a quarter of the Canadian population believes that Jews are responsible for their own, are responsible for the hatred against them, that they're causing the hatred against them, these organizations are clapping because they're going to get more money. Because they're going to come out and, you know, placate the Jewish community, say, oh, we're working on it, backdoor committees, and we're studying it, and we're understanding it. And then after we finish understanding it, then we're looking at it again. And then you know, maybe we'll have another committee, we'll meet with a politician, and we'll deal with it. Give us money, and we'll continue dealing with it. But it never gets dealt with, does it? We're still spending tens of millions of dollars upgrading security in all our Jewish buildings and hiring round-the-clock guards and building moats because we're in grave danger of attack. The Jewish community is still under attack. And this is where we run into the problem. It's where we run into the problem. We're coming up to a municipal election, and this is where the problem is. The voter apathy in a municipal election is huge. But you have to understand that the people running the city also run the police forces and also run the city services. And so when a swastika is daubed on a synagogue, it is the police that have to go out and search out who did it. When a mob of Jew-hating Arabs get in the middle of the street and start screaming, globalized intifada, let's kill Jews randomly in Canada, it's local governments that have to stand up and say, no, not on our streets, and ban these kind of rallies, which hasn't happened. It hasn't happened in Toronto. It hasn't happened in Montreal, all under the guise of freedom of speech. But wait a second. Is it freedom of speech? Think about it for a second. If we organized, or if anybody organized a rally yelling, kill the blacks, or, you know, yay for the KKK, would that be stopped immediately? I'm pretty sure it would be. I'm pretty sure the SWAT team would show up, the riot squad would show up and break that up immediately. So it's not okay to yell for the murder of the blacks, which I don't think it would be okay to do that anyway. But it's not okay to do that. You can't get into the streets and do that. You will be arrested. You will be charged with inciting violence, with promoting genocide. There's a bunch of laws in Canada that prohibit you from doing that kind of thing. Unless you're saying it against the Jews. If you're saying it against the Jews or the Israelis, you're more than welcome to stand in the streets and yell, kill the Jews. That's fine. It's freedom of speech. Oh, you can't stop someone's freedom of speech, can you? Oh, it's horrible to stop from someone's freedom of speech. There is a limit to freedoms of speeches. In North America, there are limits. And the limits are very, very clear. In Canada, the limits are extremely clear. You can't libel someone, you can't slander someone, and you can't promote the genocide or the murder or incite a riot against people. This is where we're at. This is where the law is at. So I don't understand how these rallies, these hate fests have been allowed to happen week after week after week after week. Well, I do understand it. Of course I understand it. A quarter of the population believes that Jews are causing their own problems. And the government is pandering to those Jew haters. I get it. Mark Carney got up at the UN and declared that he recognizes a Palestinian state. He didn't do it because he's the Canadian Prime Minister and this is the official policy of Canada, which it now is, by the way. He did it because he's pandering to the hundreds of thousands of Muslims that live in Canada that will vote for him now and guarantee his re-election. This is why he did it. He's pandering for votes. But it's much like a boardroom full of people who never get onto the floor of their company and then decide to cut and cut and cut the budget. At the end of the day, the results of their cutting happens on the floor. And Mark Carney, who sits in his ivory tower and makes these proclamations from his ivory tower, is not paying attention to what's happening on the floor. He's not paying attention to synagogue desecrations. synagogue desecrations in Halifax. He's not paying attention to Jews being beaten up in Toronto. He's not paying attention to pro-Hamas supporters standing in the middle of Canadian streets yelling globalized intifada. He's not paying attention to universities and university students being afraid to walk through university campuses showing any identifiable mark of Judaism. We are getting to the point where France is at, where the chief rabbi of France got up and said, hey, Jews, don't show any symbol in the public that you're Jewish. We're getting there. In France, there are armed guards standing in front of synagogues and armed guards standing in front of Jewish schools for fear of attack. Now, you could say that this is all because of what's going on in Israel, that you know, they're committing a genocide in Israel. That's what you could tell me. But we know that the genocide claim is a false claim. And we know that this kind of Jew hatred has nothing to do with Israel. What do a bunch of three-year-olds going to a daycare in Montreal who have to walk up to the daycare and see a swastika painted on the door, what do they have to do with what's going on in Israel? What is a synagogue where Jews are going to pray when they're living in New York and see swastikas and anti-Jewish slogans sprayed on the doors? What does that have to do with Israel? Now, if it's the Israeli embassy that was being attacked or the Israeli embassy that was being protested, then I would say, oh, you're right. This is a protest against Israel. I understand the protest against Israel. You have every right to protest the policies and the actions of the state of Israel. I have no problem with that. I have no issue with that at all. You can stand in front of the Israeli embassy and you can yell down with Netanyahu. That's fine with me. You can stand in front of the Israeli embassy and you could yell, look, free Palestine. I don't care. You could do it in front of the Israeli embassy. But that is probably the only place you should be doing it. Because Judaism and Jewish institutions in North America and in Europe do not represent the state of Israel. They might be supportive of the state of Israel, not all of them, but some of them might be supportive of the state of Israel. They might say, we support the IDF and we support the state of Israel. It's true. But they don't represent the state of Israel. If you're protesting against a country, then the appropriate people to protest against would be the politicians and the diplomats of that country. The Jewish community doesn't represent Israel. So I'm awfully confused, and I'm always awfully confused by these protests that are in the middle of the street, by these protests in front of synagogues, in front of schools, by these thugs who spray paint and desecrate synagogues and Jewish institutions. They confuse me. They don't anger me. I'm very confused by it. And I'm confused as to why they are doing this. But then it hits me. And it doesn't take very long for it to hit me. I always like to think the best of people. I'm really an optimist, and I like to think that people are really good people and just misguided sometimes. I like to delude myself like this. It's a delusion, and I understand it's a delusion. But I like to believe that there are people who are good people out there, that most people are good people. Then I realize that this has nothing to do with Israel. This has nothing to do with what's going on in the Middle East. This has to do simply with Jew hatred. That these people hate Jews. This is what it has to do with. It has nothing else. There's no other reason for it. I can't think of any other reason why you would desecrate a synagogue. I don't care what's going on in Israel. There's no reason to desecrate a house of God. The only reason you're desecrating a house of God, or shooting at a house of God, or shooting at a school, is because you hate Jews. Then it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. Then a mob standing in the middle of Australia, Sydney, Australia, for the Sydney Opera House, yelling, Hitler didn't finish the job, gas the Jews, makes perfect sense to me. Then a mob standing in the middle of Toronto and Montreal, yelling, globalized intifada, which is the indiscriminate killing of Jews in the streets. So they want to take that and globalize it. Then that makes sense to me. Then it also, it carries over and a lot of other things start making sense, such as the Hamas Charter, which calls for the assassination of Jews around the world, the killing of Jews, the massacre of Jews, the genocide of Jews everywhere in the world. Oh, wait a second. The Hamas charter calls for the genocide of Jews everywhere in the world, and the protesters are screaming globalized intifada? Wow, Eureka. Wow, the two kind of mesh together, don't they? So you mean the protesters who are pretending to want a free Palestine are actually Hamas people yelling, kill the Jews? And the police and the politicians haven't figured this out yet? Look, we just spent 2 seconds here on the show. We figured it out. It wasn't hard to figure out. It wasn't a hard match to make here. And the police haven't figured it out yet. And for weeks and weeks and weeks, they've allowed these people to stand on the street, months, years, allowed these people to stand on the streets and yell, kill the Jews. And the Jewish community hasn't flipped out. Well, more money's coming in because of that. So there's nothing to flip out about. It's very sad when I have to say something like that, but it's true. And so here we are, where the idea of yelling kill the Jew has been normalized in Canada. A quarter of Canadians say that Jews are bringing this upon themselves. The Jewish community is saying, leave us alone. We just want to live our lives and live peacefully in this country that we've adopted. And we can't. Anti-Jewism is on the rise. A Holocaust is looming. And either we're going to go as sheep to the slaughter again, or we're going to fight back worse than we've ever fought before. I don't know which way it's going to go. Unfortunately, we do not have a very strong leadership, a Jewish leadership or political leadership, who are going to stand in the way and stop this kind of genocide from happening. Think about this for a second. Just think about it for a second. If the Léger poll is true and a quarter of the people living in Canada believe that the Jews are bringing this upon themselves, then how many of those quarter of the population are going to stand in the way of the extremists as they come to slaughter the Jews? Because as they slaughter the Jews, these people are just going to say, they deserved it. Look, they brought it upon themselves. It's their fault. The Jews are doing this by themselves. They're doing it to themselves. How scary is that? Think about it for a second. It's really a scary prospect, isn't it? When I think about it, I'm pretty scared about it. I find it pretty unbelievable that we're at the point in history, less than 100 years after an extermination, after a genocide of the Jewish people, and another one is looming. It's pretty scary when you think about it. You just need one charismatic leader to get up and start pushing people. They're already in the streets yelling, kill the Jews. It's not going to be hard to get them to go to the houses and start actually killing the Jews. They managed to do it in Europe. They managed to do it in Germany. Poland didn't have a problem with it. Ukraine had no problem with it. Do you think Canada and the U.S. would have a problem with it? 5 million guns in the U.S.? 6 million guns? Think they'd have a problem going around and shooting Jews? Hunting them for sport? I don't think there'd be a problem. I don't think anybody would even hesitate. I think they're just waiting for the command. Go ahead, do it. And then we'll see a Kristallnacht in North America. Now, I say God forbid this should happen, but I know that the fuel, that the pump is primed, that we're at the point where this could explode at any time and right around the world. And the only safe haven that Jews have now is Israel. And even Israel's under attack. Why do you think they're trying to delegitimize Israel? Do you think they're trying to delegitimize Israel because of Palestine? Let's be real. Nobody believes that the Palestinians deserve land. Nobody believes that after October 7th, Hamas deserves a country. The idea of delegitimizing Israel and destabilizing Israel is that it'll make it easier to kill the Jews in the diaspora. Once Israel's weakened, There's nobody to protect the Jews in the diaspora. Let's not be naive. Let's not pretend that that's not what's happening. Because we all know that's what's happening. We're all very aware of the dangers the Jews are facing right now in North America. And we're all extremely aware that unless things change really quick, it's going to be time for the Jews to leave North America. It's already time. But soon it'll be too late. If you haven't filled out your Nefesh B'Nefesh forms yet to make Aliyah, now would be a good time to start. Because we don't know how much longer we could hold out in North America. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I mean, look, Vladimir Jabotinsky ran around Europe for 5 years before the Holocaust and said, hey, look, this is what's happening. This is what's going to happen. And hardly anybody listened to him. And they all went to the gas chambers. This cannot happen again. We cannot stand by and say never again and then allow it to happen again. And as long as I could breathe, I will keep screaming this from the rooftops. And as long as you could breathe, you should keep repeating it. And keep encouraging Jews to, if not flee these countries that are rimming with hatred towards them, to at least learn how to defend yourself. Get the skills you need and the tools you need to defend yourself. For when the mobs come, at least you have a fighting chance of survival. Because take my word for it, the mobs are coming. I hate saying this. But we're at that point. There's no question in my mind that the mobs aren't coming. And they're coming to get us. It's a real sobering thought, isn't it? Howie Silberger, thanks for joining me. I'll be back a little later in the week.